The administration this weekend, as I'm sure you two are both aware, putting before Congress $58 billion in security for members of Congress, the judiciary and the like. Senator Coons, do you believe Congress will be disposed to agree to that?
I hope that we will step up and invest more. I just hosted a bipartisan event last week on protecting state judges. And we had state judicial leaders from across the country, from Delaware and Texas and many other states, talk about harrowing incidents and tragic killings of members of the judiciary. I hope we will invest in securing our public life, because incidents like this tragedy in Utah, like the murder of Melissa and her husband Mark Hortman in Minnesota, frankly, fuel further anger in our country. And the ways in which folks are then taking the horrific images of these incidents and propagating them on the internet adds fuel to the fire. We can and should pass bills, as we just did. Senator Cruz and Senator Klobuchar worked together to pass, and President Trump signed into law, the Take It Down Act, to remove some of the most harmful pornographic revenge porn images from the internet. And we have a bill right in front of us, the Kids Online Safety Act, that's broadly bipartisan, that we should pass to help reduce some of the risks and harms to our families and our country from the internet.